The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We, you know, all our shows get a lot of interaction, obviously, but today has touched a nerve across the country on, you know, people from the West Coast to the South. We're talking about the three teenage boys from Texas who allegedly beat their stepfather to death for molesting their nine-year-old little sister, who also happens to be this predator, registered sex offender's daughter. This guy has a warrant out because he's already hurt another child. He's on probation. The story just gets
crazier and sadder as we go.
And I just read an article that the little nine-year-old had been wandering around the RV park that they live in.
Oh.
And that's how all this came about.
It sounds like these kids were living in their own personal hell. That, you know, to be in a home with a man that is a convicted child molester and have to fear that you're going to be molested. I'm wondering what might have happened to these boys, and that's another reason why they acted out when he went after their sister. But the thing that bothers me the most is that the mom put this man in her life, put them in her house with her kids.
Not only did she not protect the nine-year-old, she didn't protect these boys. They're still 17 and 18. And who knows what they went through?
And the thing is, it's all a vicious cycle. What happened to her? What happened to him?
Her parents and so on and so on.
And now you have those three boys that they could end up in prison for the rest of their lives.
They could be facing the death penalty. So we have a lawyer in today's episode. My questions to the lawyer, and he answers them, is there a defense for them to get off? And I think the bigger question is, can the mother be charged? It's her responsibility to protect her children, and she failed. So let's begin the podcast now. I am so done with DJ Automatic. I'm done. I can't watch Yellowstone without him, and it's getting on my damn nerves. Oh. Welcome to Friday. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Wait to hear this, Ant. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, this guy wants to watch basketball and sports all the time.
Okay.
And I got to go on his timeline when it comes to watching the series that we were so into.
I've been cheated on. I've been cheated on. My wife has decided to be a Netflix or whatever.
It's Paramount.
Paramount cheater.
It doesn't matter.
You went forward without him,
She
huh?
went I forward without him. And you know what the thing was? I caught her red-handed. She had the door closed to the bedroom.
So you guys started a series together.
Yes.
And Dana got so frustrated and said, I am going to continue an episode with that. How many episodes ahead are you? Those are like full, like 50-minute episodes too. Wow!
I told him I'm willing to rewatch it, but I'm not doing this on your timeline, sir. I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, so I walk into the bedroom as the door is closed, and I'm like, "What's going on here?
What's that noise up there?
What's that noise? What's going on?" Open the door, and all I hear is Yellowstone music, and I see Kevin Costner on the screen, and then I knew my wife had defied me.
Oh, dude.
Well, we're going to watch it together tonight, but I'm warning you here on the radio. I promise you, in front of the world right now, that if you choose basketball over Yellowstone, Yellowstone will win in my book, okay?
You can watch Yellowstone anytime. I can only watch a game when it's live.
Oh, that's not true. You can watch it on demand after.
No.
Dude, relationships cause our need for sacrifice, Automatic. And you might
You're not on my side on this one?
Dude, you watch basketball in person.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You can't sacrifice for me. You literally are there at the game.
Yeah.
It's always about him. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Fun at Work Day, y'all.
Hey! We're definitely doing that right now. Have fun today at work. Remember, there are some people looking for jobs.
And on a serious note, Data Privacy Day, reminding you to change your passwords and update everything you need to.
If you knew what Anthony's password was, you would think of him differently.
I had to ask him for his password one time, and it's so graphic that he paused. Yeah. He was like, I don't know. It's definitely not
123456 or the word password, which are the most hacked passwords out right now.
Don't use those.
Wrap it up on something we can all love, National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Best place to get a blueberry pancake, DJ Automatic.
IHOP.
Hands down.
Anywhere in America.
I think it's the best because they have like the goopy blueberry and you dip it in there. Have you had those, Anthony?
With a little whipped cream?
All right. You know, I'm gonna partially co-sign on your guys' IHOP. But Snooze, hands down.
Oh, no. I forgot about that.
If you've ever been
to
Snooze across America, best pancake in the country at Anthony A400.
You're the man that pays $16 for avocado toast, aren't you? That's the problem here.
No,
that's
I go to Dunkin' Donuts and pay two.
So. I'm an IHOP girl. Where you get your best pancakes in your city? At Dana Cortez Show. Hit us up right now on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In today's Parents Court, we're going to have a grown-up discussion that involves two Texas brothers and their friend that beat their stepfather for allegedly molesting their nine-year-old sister.
The Parents Court!
So I want to just come out the gate with that because I don't want anybody to be offended listening to this. It has caused quite the controversy on social media. We called our good friend Gil Negrete, who's a lawyer, to come in and talk about this case. I just want to know legally, what are we talking about with these three kids? So we got Alejandro Treviño, he's 18, Christian Treviño, 17, and their family friend Juan Eduardo Melendez, 18. The stepdad, 42, Gabriel Quintana. Quintanilla. They followed this guy. Allegedly, this wasn't the first or second time that this man had touched their little sister. He's a sex offender, a registered sex offender that the mother has around her daughter. Do they have a case? I mean, where are we at with this whole thing? Because there's a lot of people trying to start GoFundMe accounts for these teens because they think that these young men had a right to do that.
Yeah, this is Gil Negrete. I would say, first of all, in Arizona, you do have some defenses. In Texas, there are similar defenses. You have self-defense. You have defense of others. But with the facts that have come out thus far, those defenses have to be like while the act is being committed, right? Like if you see some nine-year-old in harm's way at that moment,
right,
or within a reasonable amount of time. From what I've read so far, these young boys, all three of them, they followed the dude. They beat him up. Then they chased him into an apartment complex. They beat him up again. Then they took off, got in another vehicle, came around looking for him again, then beat him up with the knuckles.
Mm-hmm. The brass knuckles.
The brass knuckles. And then put him in the back of the truck and dumped his body.
And he was still alive.
I didn't know that the nine-year-old was molested. It doesn't really change a lot of the facts, except for part that everybody's struggling with is, do we want this scumbag still alive after he's done what he's done?
And yeah, obviously not the first time. So you said the young men probably don't have a defense. But in my opinion, why is the law so lax? Why is this Quintanilla dude still out? What other choice do they have? You're rarely going to find someone in the act of committing a crime like that because the perpetrator knows to do it in secret when somebody's not home, babysitting the little girl. So when the boys find out the third time, they're like, you know what? We've warned you. We've told you. So now you're out. What other choice do you have if the law doesn't lock this man up? He's on the streets. He's a child molester.
And he has a warrant for previously doing assaulting it again, another child.
Another child. So at what point?
But that begs the question, in society, do we believe anymore a person like Quintanilla can be rehabilitated by serving time? The reason why there's this big outcry and a defense for these three teenagers, people don't believe that anymore, that person, that Quintanilla, the stepfather, can be rehabilitated, so you might as well take him out. And if that's the mindset, then what do we have a justice system for?
No, you're right. So what you think is we need to all rally together and we need to organize and change the laws. If you want these men put away for life, then it's the law that's got to change. You can't take up vigil antics. Are they defendable? Can they be defended? Can they get a lighter sentence?
They're thinking about doing Capital One.
Texas doesn't play. I mean, you know that. It's a very right-wing state. Mm. But can you think of anything that you could present to a jury or a judge?
I think once you get into the courtroom and you have your jury impaneled, I think maybe you can try and pull at some of their heartstrings. Maybe these boys have actually seen some of these acts committed when they were younger. Mm. Right? How long have they been
maybe
around?
Maybe it happened to them even.
Maybe it happened to them.
We don't know. You're right.
And so a lot of things can come out. If you pull the heartstrings the right way on a jury, you can get off because they believe it was justified.
I want you to take your lawyer hat off.
Mm.
I'm going to ask you on a personal note.
Uh-oh.
You, just Gil, not Gil the lawyer, mm-hmm. Gil, what would you have done if that was your sister and you were the brothers?
Man, an 18-year-old Gil not thinking of consequences? You know, who's to say? I don't want to say one way or the other, but I know that being a 17, 18-year-old young man, full of testosterone, full of anger.
Your sister's being harmed, a baby being harmed.
By somebody that I would probably consider a stranger. He's not my dad. He's my stepdad.
Right.
You know, but that's my little sister. I probably would have put some hands on him, but to the point of beating him to death, I don't think that's in me.
No, you probably would have done the same. Maybe not to the extent
it's
they did.
It's hard to say when you're not in the situation because, like you're saying, 18-year-old man who's full of testosterone and doesn't really know better. Yeah, he's going to go take some guy out and
beat him
three
different
times. And
at that age, you don't know better. You're not thinking consequences. They might have ruined their entire life.
I understand what they did. Was it legal? No. But at 18, I would have done the same thing.
So my last question, Gil, is the mother who put her 9-year-old daughter in harm's way, knowing that this was a repeat sex offender. The man had a warrant.
Brought him into her house.
Brought, according to these brothers, they had been told on multiple occasions that this man continued to sexually molest their 9-year-old little sister. Can the mother be charged? Because this mother, in the end, is responsible for protecting her children.
She facilitated the situation.
The teens and the little girl.
You see it a lot, too. And yeah, she can be charged. She can be charged with child abuse, child endangerment. You do, however, have to think about, and I'm not saying that she shouldn't be charged, but where does that leave the 9-year-old girl with no father? Because that was her biological father who's dead now. And now a mom that could be facing 5-7 years in prison, that leaves her to the system. And people out there will say, well, the mom put the kid in harm's way. She doesn't have a right to be the mom anymore. I get that. But it's still her
mom.
You're
talking about a cycle that is going to continue.
Exactly. Mm. It's a cycle that would just continue. And obviously, at some point, the mom was a victim because there's a reason why she's behaving the way she is, letting some man abuse her child.
Off camera and off mic, we talked about the young men. How did they grow up being able to do that to another human being, right? What circumstances did they grow up in? Probably not a lot of love, not a lot of attention.
Right.
And obviously, the little girl's in the same predicament. And you want families together, but in this case, sometimes the presence of a parent can be worse than not having that parent.
I agree with that.
I would hope that somebody in their family takes this little girl, helps her deal with the trauma that she's experienced, and raises her right. Maybe a grandparent or something. If a mother can't love you enough to protect you from a predator, then she doesn't even love herself. Mm-hmm. So she certainly can't love her children.
Right.
If you've tried to tap in and can't get through, the lines are super busy, but we are having this conversation on social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, Kanye West has been talking about doing something to end homelessness. Well, the man is putting his money where his mouth is. This is an uplifting story. I've got this one and more. It's Daily Dirt Time and Best Gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got J. Cole celebrating his birthday. Maluma and Rick Ross celebrating a birthday today.
Hey, speaking of J. Cole, you know, he graduated with a 4.2 GPA in high school. Automatic. You said he went on full ride, right, to St. John's?
Full ride to St. John's. And he graduated top of his class at St. John's as well.
That's wild. Drake graduated with a 3.8 from high school. If you listen to Drake, you know he's smart. Obviously, you know. DaBaby, 1.8. And so the internet is throwing all kinds of shade at him. I don't think it has anything to do with his intelligence. Some people just learn differently than others.
He said he had a higher GPA than a 1.8.
And that's what you told me, too. And I know that's not true.
Damn, son.
What was your GPA, Automatic?
I think I graduated with like a 1.5.
Yeah, is that even graduating?
Barely. I literally, the day of graduation, they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and walk. But I did graduate from college with a 3.2.
Okay, so see, that's what I'm saying. People learn differently. Now we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. You know, she and a lot of other celebrities in Hollywood have stalkers. Well, this man took it to a whole different level. He crashed his car into her home and got inside the house. When authorities arrived, he said, I'm not leaving till I meet her. He's been put in jail again. And we mentioned earlier, though, that there's people that need mental health help. Putting this man in jail isn't going to reform him, help him, rehabilitate him. And so if you care about this issue, please talk to your local politicians. Let's make a change. And it's a grassroots movement that's needed. Kanye West is leading the way. He says he really wants to end homelessness. And so he's hiring nothing but homeless people to model his next Yeezy clothing line.
Ooh.
And I just sense this change in Kanye. It's weird. I don't want to like him, and I do.
Bro.
You can't help it. He's doing something good, you know? And also, he's releasing Donda 2/22/2022, and the executive producer for the project is Future.
Yeah, I think Kanye's throwing all the Jesus stuff out the window.
This is the most Jesus has ever been. He's doing something for homeless people. It's not just talking about it. It's doing it.
Well, I'm just talking about his music. Because if Future's involved, it's not going to be Jesus. It'll be about him finding some new women in his life.
All right, that's today's Daily Dirt. We'll be back in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Most of America loves McDonald's. They have some hacks coming that are so big. I'm excited to talk about what's new on their menu. And you can only get it a certain way. They're like secret hacks. I'll tell you now inside Food News because it's hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Hey, anyone got an iPhone charger?
Okay, so do you have trouble sleeping or is it just me?
Oh, yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
There's a TikTok video. This guy's name is Justin Augustine. And it has over 10 million views now. He's in the military, and he is showing us how the military teaches pilots to fall asleep in 2 minutes.
Oh, tell me.
I'm going to. So you have
to. And send me the video.
Okay, you lay down. You relax your forehead. Relax your face. Focus on breathing. Relax shoulders, arms. Basically, you start relaxing all the way down your body.
I can show you how to.
If I could relax and I could fall asleep.
No, but you have to do it. You have to do it, okay? And then any negative thoughts that creep into your mind, you say over and over again, don't think, don't think, don't think.
Oh.
And within 2 minutes, 90% of people who follow this
your brain
to
just
the
shuts
T,
off.
Your brain doesn't shut off.
Well, that's kind of what happens when you go to sleep. But so you say don't think, and then all of a sudden you fall asleep?
Yeah, that's it.
I usually repeat stuff like that to myself when I'm trying not to relax within 2 minutes. When I'm trying to keep going.
Don't think.
Well, according to this guy, it works. It's military. I'm going to post a video for people to see. Okay, and then finally in food news, starting on Monday, there are 4 hacks available at participating McDonald's. Either the brick and mortars, or you can do it on the app. They have the hash brown McMuffin. It's a sausage, egg, and hash brown inside of their English muffin. I know. They have the crunchy double. It's a double cheeseburger topped with chicken nuggets, land, air, and sea. It's a Big Mac topped with a McChicken and a fish fillet. And I don't remember what the 4th one is because it's too much right now. I'm just excited about this whole thing.
Does it come with a free doctor's appointment after?
I feel like putting a hash brown in there is really groundbreaking. That's what a lot of us have been. But we just need
you
to go
do it anyway. Yeah, now they're doing it for you.
They need to do what they need to do is put the fries in the McDouble. There we go. Oh. Now you're balling right there. That's something else. That's something else. Like, dog.
Oh, they have a surf and turf.
McDonald's is grasping right now just to get anybody to show up.
No, I'm
serious. Every time I go by McDonald's now, there's nobody in line. It's always at Chick-fil-A that the line is
crazy.
Well,
then we need to get in line for a surf and turf. From McDonald's. There you go. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick this one off with National Blueberry Pancake Day.
My favorite pancakes are blueberry pancakes.
I would strawberry over blueberry, but they're up there.
But I don't put syrup on them. It makes them taste gross when you put syrup on blueberry.
Speaking
fruit.
Of something that's gross, hacking people's accounts and identity theft. It's National Data Privacy Day.
How often do you change your password? That's a big thing. I change my password at least once a month, but I don't know if I'm doing it right because I keep using the same password over and over again.
I don't know what's better. That's up to each their own on that one. Oh, and with today being the day that it is, I usually had some unemployment jokes, but yeah, they don't work. It's National Have Fun at Work Day. Come on, guys.
That was funny. What's the funnest thing? I know that's not appropriate. I'm being funny. What's the funnest thing you do at work here, Anthony? What's your favorite thing?
Oh, man. Get to talk to my friends and coworkers and our listeners. Beautiful.
I love that. Yeah, yes, DJ Automatic.
Leave.
Oh, dude.
Well,
it's the most fun thing. Part of the day is when I leave the studio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
$350,000 worth of crystal meth. I'm talking about 7 kilos. Was sitting in a parking lot at McDonald's waiting for a Big Mac. Honestly, that much meth was confiscated in a parking lot at McDonald's by authorities. A man named Cristian Lazo Galindo had a craving for McDonald's. I don't know why. He's on his way to deliver these drugs. He decided to pull up to the drive-thru. You know how they tell you.
Drug dealers get hungry too, Dana.
But you know how sometimes the fries aren't ready and they tell you, hey, park up front. We'll be right out.
No.
That's what happened. They noticed the drugs in the car. Called authorities.
The smell.
I hate to, sympathize with the criminal here, but I do feel bad that he never got his meal. He got yanked over while he was waiting, dude. He's just right there thinking about it.
He got a surprise instead from the cops, who, by the way, took his meal and ate it themselves. No, I'm just kidding. I added that on.
From a hungry body to a dead body. You guys remember the Weekend at Bernie's movie?
Well, I don't know if I remember, but I know there's memes all the time. It's like a dead boss or somebody's dead.
Well, the premise of the movie is there's this man who dies, Bernie, and they're trying to make money off
off of him, so they're trying to make sure that people think he's still alive.
So they're just traveling around with a dead body?
Exactly. Which takes me to Ireland, where a similar stunt was trying to be pulled off by two guys. The dead man was taken to the post office to collect his pension check. The two young guys dragged him in. They ran off when the staff suspected that the man was dead. An autopsy is actually being done to find out how the elderly man died.
How did they figure that a body that can't walk, can't talk, is going to collect a check?
Hollywood, Weekend at Bernie's.
Because dead bodies stink, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, at least that's what they told us in Boys in the Hood.
You know what doesn't stink? Frozen bodies. Let's head over to Scottsdale. They are freezing bodies in the desert. What? For those who don't know what I'm talking about, there is a laboratory that is charging people $200,000 to freeze their body in hopes that it will come back later on in life in the future.
I read about this. I read about this a long time ago, and from what I heard, several superstars have already bought their place, and when they die, they're going to be frozen. Tom Cruise. I heard a rumor that Tom Cruise is going to be frozen.
I've been wanting to do this since the like 99.
Well, Automatic.
DJ Automatic. Come on.
I know you ain't got the $200,000 for it.
$200,000?
If
don't assume everything.
If you want to just do your head and brain, not the whole bot, you can freeze your head and brain alone for the bargain price of $80,000.
When you come back to life, everybody's going to know you were poor because you just have the head and brain.
But you do have a new body.
Who knows? You got the great value version of life after death.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on The Dana Cortez Show. The day is January 28th.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got a lot of them today, and they are iconic birthdays. The first birthday we have is Rakim.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke.
Now Eric B. and Rakim. Incredible.
Shout out to the God MC. The next birthday we have is J. Cole.
Got me up all night, yeah.
Another one. Wow.
One of my favorite MCs. I mean, I don't think he's underrated or anything, but he definitely doesn't get all the flowers he deserves, I don't think.
It may be in your circle of friends, but amongst my circle of friends, I think you consider him with the three new kings, with him, Kendrick, and Drake.
I agree. Our daughter, Ava Maddox, she's young, and she was listening to J. Cole yesterday.
Yeah.
Love him.
Next birthday we got is Rick Ross.
Every day I'm hustling. Sucker, stink you're tripping with. Yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross.
I love that song so much.
I don't think Rick Ross gets the credit he deserves as a beat selection person.
Oh, he, as far as beat selection, he is one of the best. And he's a good rapper, too. He really is.
And a great label executive, too.
Mm-hmm. And a great businessman. Have you seen his estate that he's renting out lately?
Hello, shout out all those Wingstops he owns.
Mm-hmm.
Next birthday we got, it's Maluma's birthday.
Jeez, you weren't lying. We said we had some big birthdays today. Maluma, one of my favorites.
And the last birthday we have is Big Frida's birthday.
When you talk about that Nola Bounce, Big Frida has been in a Drake song and made that song better.
If you ever see Big Frida on any party flyer you're at, make sure you go to that party.
You better go.
All right, now we're going to 1989. On this day, Paula Abdul releases her first album, and it goes number one.
Hey, let's take it back to J. Cole, the sample for Workout.
Exactly. So it was released on June 13, 1988. It took 64 weeks for it to hit number one, which is a record for the longest climb to the top of the charts ever.
Never too late to play a hit.
And today in 1998, the Backstreet Boys reached an out-of-court settlement with their former manager, Lou Pearlman.
Backstreet's back, all right.
This is a guy that would put all the boy bands together, right, and take all their money?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they got $30 million out of him.
Jeez.
He later went to prison for defrauding them and NSYNC and other investors out of $300 million.
I believe he died while incarcerated,
he
correct?
Did in 2016. Mm. And last, we're going to go to 2017, because on this day, Cardi B hit number one with Bodak Yellow.
Hello, you can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody.
Cardi's actually the first solo female rapper without a guest artist to reach number one since Lauryn Hill had done it with Doo Wop.
Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this. That's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about a woman who sued Kellogg's because her strawberry Pop-Tarts didn't have enough berries. But DJ Automatic, did you know that Red Bull was actually sued because they didn't give a woman her wings? Yeah, let's talk about it right now. That's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Going back to our WTF story. And yeah, I was telling you guys about the woman out of New York, our good friend Elizabeth, who I'm actually, you know what, Elizabeth? I'm actually on your side here, dude.
I know that's right.
I'm with you in this crusade.
You're siding with the Karens?
Yes, I will side with the Karens. As a matter of fact, I recommend everyone getting you a Karen friend.
I need to speak to a manager.
All right, get one Karen friend, because you need a good Karen friend to make you realize, hey, you know what? This Pop-Tart is more apples and berries than it is actual strawberries. She's actually suing Kellogg's for $5
million. Damn. She's going to get $5 million for Kellogg's just for calling him out on not
just
having strawberries?
Just for calling him out. But check this one out. Red Bull actually got sued in 2015 because they did not give a woman wings. Now,
oh, remember their slogan used to be Red Bull gives you wings.
And now it's kind of removed because you can't actually get wings. And I believe she won for $6 million. Is that correct? Or was it 13 is the number I heard?
I see $13 million right here.
$13 million!
$13 million just for saying, you know what? I didn't get wings.
Dude,
we need to find us a little scam.
Well, check this out. You know the sweet rolls that everyone loves during the holiday season? The Hawaiian ones?
Like you have them for Thanksgiving.
They actually got sued because they were given the impression that they were made in Hawaii, which is false, dog. It's not. I don't know the results.
What can we find, dude?
I don't know, dude.
This is our way to become multimillionaires.
Drank a Bang energy drink and I ain't buddy all week.
There you go.
There it is. Maybe. I don't know.
They'll get you a
All right, we got to go. We're going out to the weekend. Hey, if you want to join me and Elizabeth in our crusade against Kellogg's, let us know at Anthony8400.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Not like McDonald's, you know, just about like anybody else. I love McDonald's, but if I'm doing a drug deal, I'm not going to pull in to McDonald's on my way to distribute 7 kilos of whatever it is in the back of my car. And I don't condone drug dealing, by the way.
No,
I'm just saying.
But that's how you get caught. You know what? When you're on a mission, you go from point A to point B. You don't stop at McDonald's to get a cheeseburger. I'm sorry.
He needed a B Big Mac. All right, more of the podcast now.